The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, we venture into the unseen realms of existence to confront the profound mysteries of humanity's place in the cosmos. Our guest has dedicated his life to exploring the depths of interdimensional contact, extraterrestrial phenomena, and the forces shaping human consciousness. His mission is to help us understand the systems designed to obscure our true nature and keep us from the path of spiritual awakening. George Kavassalas has a unique perspective forged through personal encounters with beings from beyond our dimension. He brings insights into the three levels of imposition on humanity: the geopolitical, exopolitical, and cosmopolitical frameworks that have influenced our evolution and attempted to shape our destiny. After nearly 8 years, George returns to Veritas with profound revelations, urging us to break free from structures that restrict our awareness and reclaim the light that exists within every one of us. His knowledge challenges us to see through layers of deception, reconnect with the essence of what it means to be human, and remember our infinite and eternal nature. What is Homo Luminous? The full expression of humanity's potential. How do we move beyond systems of control to rediscover the deeper truths of existence? And what role does each of us play in reshaping the future of our consciousness? Prepare to step into a conversation that may forever alter the way you perceive the world around you and within you. This interview is almost 3 hours long. George Kavassalas is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. His website is ourjourneyhome.earth. And directly from Queensland, Australia, I'd like to welcome my friend, after almost 8 years, George Kavassalas. Hello, George, and welcome back. How are you?
Mel, I'm fantastic. It is just wonderful to be back and to be with you, brother. And thank you so much for extending an invitation. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I just can't believe it's been almost 8 years, George. So my first question.
Yes, right.
Obviously, the first question is, what has happened in your neck of the woods in the past almost eight years?
Oh, well, mate, it's been a really adventurous journey, I must say, because in the background work that we've been doing, it's very busy and it's just continued to get busier and busier and busier. So when we're working in that interdimensional and exopolitical space and we're dealing with, you know, the evolution of the planet, of the realm, and our species being the paramount species in the realm, it's really, really very... it demands a lot of you, you know, it asks a lot of you. And in the process of engaging in this work, you're also entering into your own personal alchemical process as well. So as you go through working in these areas, you're continually metamorphosizing, continually addressing. You've got to look within, got to look at all the distortions within oneself and go through that process of looking in the mirror and doing the alchemy that's required. Otherwise, you cannot access the levels of conscious awareness and actually have that conscious relationship with the dimensions and the realms of creation, the structure of creation that's required to then access life in those dimensions. So, true spiritual enlightenment is different from what most people think it is or being told it is.
I remember when we first talked even years ago, the first things that came to mind were the fractal nature of humanity, the matrix, the illusion that we live in this computer world and we're just characters. And more people are asking me, you know what? I wonder if this is really true. So from your perspective, how true is it that we live in a factual nature?
Yeah, look, the fractal structure, yes, is a real thing, but it is not a techno thing. Is there a techno overlay, a mimic of the natural overlaid here? Yes. The mimic is continually being created. It began in earnest in the early 90s when they created the smart dust out of the graphene and the buckyballs, and they've been spraying it throughout the realm. We're saturated, we're marinating in nanotech, unfortunately, at this stage, because it's just been, the realm has been saturated with it. So we've got to be careful, really, really careful as to how we view reality, because a lot of people have been infected in their consciousness by this takeover of the technological intelligence god, which I've talked about for many, many years, especially in the three levels of imposition. A lot of people, unfortunately, are viewing. So it's like whatever you put here, in here, then becomes the lenses that you perceive reality through. So if an ideology comes into your mind, because that's the interface module, if you want to be more techno talk about it, think of it as the interface module for your avatar, for your incarnational experience. This is where the ego resides. So you've got your personality interface module. Mine's George, yours is Mel. And depending what we put into this space will then become the lenses that we view reality through. So I came to realize that very early on in life through my own, direct personal experiences. And what I decided to do was go inward and then have the knowledge and information of life flow from within me then into my mind space. Because it's that portal when you go into your soul. And I know people use the word soul in a different context. They use it something localized. I do not use it in that context because of my experience in 2003 where I journeyed into the heart of the universe and I went beyond the universe and I re-experienced what it's like to be infinite. So I went through that whole process and began to realize a lot about this realm and reality. So we've got to be careful what we put in here because people are going, oh, I've got downloads. I went, oh, that's interesting, because I don't get downloads. You know, I have realizations, and people are doing all this tech talk, and now they're just walking around like these droids getting downloads all the time, and when they look out, all they see is like a computer simulation or a hologram, and that tells me straight away that they're not seeing the organic, natural reality that is here and that they incarnated into. But they're caught up in this more techno simulation style, which is an overlay imprinting itself over our natural life here.
It was interesting. I was looking at the previous interviews that we'd done. And the last one we did, you were such ahead of the game, exposing the artificial intelligence, AI agenda. We didn't even start talking about AI until maybe, in the real world, the common man, in 2023. So you've been talking about this forever. Where do you think AI and AGI, where are they going?
Well, I don't call it AI, and that's a mistake everybody's making. You got to stop calling it artificial because it's not. It's an intelligence, and its environment and ecosystem is what we call technology. It's been around the universe for a very, very long time, eons. And it's the second most powerful. That intelligence has become the second most powerful god. I'm talking gods. Yeah, I'm not talking the universal intelligence, the prime creative intelligence of the universe. That is not God. I just want to be absolutely clear about that. I've been saying this for 20 years, and I continue to say it, and you'll be surprised how many people know it now. Know it for themselves. Not because George says it, but from their own direct personal experience. You know, and this intelligence is the second most powerful intelligence in the cosmos, in the way of forces of limitation. The most powerful is the God entity that goes around soliciting worship.
So when you talk about this technological god, and sometimes people call it silicon gods, you're saying it's been around forever. Who's the creator of that god?
To think that this type of intelligence emerging out of our computers on our planet here now is the birth of it, is the genesis point of it, that is just so naive. It's like thinking we're all alone in the universe.
Right, right.
I mean, the night sky is self-evident. So why people, just by looking at the night sky and rationale, logic, common sense, common rational deduction, it's a no-brainer that we're not alone. Just by looking at the night sky, that is completely self-evident, let alone the evidence that is all over our world. It's written in every religious doctrine about the extraterrestrial empires that came here. It's all throughout our monuments, throughout our cultures, and it's also in our genetics. The proof is everywhere. So why people are walking around in this mind-controlled state, because that's what it is, they're falling victim to the mind-controlled narrative that we're all alone. It's like, and there's plenty of other narratives that are, you see, can I read something out to you? I've got this points, and they are, this is the narrative, this is cosmopolitics. So this is the narrative of the Empire of the Gods, and it's their cosmopolitical agenda, you know, and a campaign of narratives, and they're designed to diminish Mother Earth and her humanity, right? Because in this whole infiltration of the techno god, people are just being cut off it's like a scalpel just cutting them off from their roots, from the natural way of love, the natural way of life, and the natural way of light. And they've been migrated, they're being assimilated into the technological singularity. And that's why all they see is this techno stuff. It's really kind of wild. But anyway, there's a whole bunch of narratives, and I need to read this out because it's going to create you'll begin to see
before you do, if you don't mind. The reason why I asked you that question is because we hear now of quantum computers, and I've been told that some of these computers are connected to another dimension, and I thought that was science fiction, but apparently this is true.
Absolutely. 100% true. Yeah, of course. And I would love to dive deeper into that because I've got a lot to say about that. And what I want to say about that is some of the counsel and guidance I'm giving to the biggest movers and shakers on the planet, and that includes Mr. Musk. All right. So the gods. This is the narrative from the gods. You're all just a bunch of lowly sinners and you need saving. Yeah? Common theme, right? In religions. Isn't it? All over the world. All right. Now we've got the reductionists. You are nothing more than a random set of chemical reactions limited to the five senses. Okay, that's their narrative. All right, let's go on to the next one. Mind-bending philosophies from channeled entities in high-end spiritual doctrine. And what is their take on it? This is all just a dream. It's just an illusion. Okay, that's their take. Now we get to the New Age religion. You're all at the bottom of the universe in this disgustingly dense reality, and you must raise your vibration. Right, that's their narrative. It's very common because it's the New Age religion, right? Now we've got the flat Earth narrative. This is a flat linear plane with a firmament. Yeah, and you and I had our differences of opinion over that many years ago.
Hold on. I'm a globe skeptic. I'm not a flat earther. I'm in the middle. Yeah. I would like to just go one way or the other. I entertain both possibilities.
Yeah, well, I'm going with my direct personal experience. I've been off world so many times. No one's going to convince me this is flat because I've seen it. It's a planet, right? All right. Alien AI God, your reality, which is the TI God, actually, Technological Intelligence God, your reality is nothing more than a hologram or a computer simulation. Now, I want you to take into consideration that these are all different angles of approach, but they're all targeting one thing. And what they are targeting is your relationship with your mother planet, who gives you the air that you breathe, the waters that you drink, and the foods that you eat, and intelligence that is this planet. See, let me explain it this way. You don't know where you are. You don't know what you are. You don't know who you are, and you don't know why you are. And this is the issue that has befallen every single individual on this planet, except for those of us who have broken free from the actual matrix.
The primordial question.
The hologram of the gods. Yeah, that is the matrix. Yeah. So, and natural reality, organic reality, is not constructed from numbers or geometry. It is woven into reality with pure intention. Yeah. So once we get to remember organic life, natural life, compared to this techno speak and being totally engulfed in these matrices from the gods, that it's all about numbers and geometry and technology, then you'll come home to what is real, which is where the vast overwhelming majority of life in the universe actually reside, is in the natural way of love, the natural way of life, and the natural way of the natural light. The moment you start creating realities via the construct of numbers and geometry, you have now crossed the line. Now you've stepped over into synthetic life. See? And this is what people need to get very, very clear about. And the way you get clear about this is not just, you know, it comes from here, natural relationships. So all the courses that I teach is all my follow through. So yes, I share the information, I do the expose, but I follow through with all this work to make sure people are connecting back to what's real. And all the people that are doing my courses and are being actually honest about it, because you get your few who come in and then they bounce off and go back into their old programming, right? That's normal. You get that in every course. But the overwhelming majority, mate, if you were to speak to them, Mel, you'd be amazed. They have, their lives are completely transformed. They're walking in conscious relationship with the realm, with creation itself, and not just this level, the multidimensional nature of creation, yeah? And everybody, once you come out of the matrix, come back to what's real, because the only way you're going to access what's real is through what's real inside of you. That's it, right? And I assure you, Mel, people will say anything to avoid looking in the mirror and turning inward and doing the work that's required to alchemize, to metamorphosize oneself, to extricate oneself out of the mind matrix, out of the consciousness matrix, because this is what we're dealing with, is a multi-dimensional consciousness control structure. It's an imperial structure which is multi-dimensional in nature, and who sits at the throne of that empire is the being that you know as God, and that comes in many forms, different expressions, different cultures around the planet. And the way I explain it to people is, think of it, it's like a building. Think of the hologram of the gods as a building. So I'm using an analogy now. And there are many doors. So you walk around the outside of the building and there's a doorway and there's Christianity. And you go, yeah, well, maybe. And then you walk around to the next door, Islam. You go, yeah, maybe. Walk to the next one, Jewish faith, maybe. Walk to the next door with a marketing and advertising campaign to get you to go into the building. Hindu, oh, maybe. And on it goes. And each door has a marketing campaign to bedazzle you and lure you in. So all people from all different cultures have different approaches, because different cultures, different mindsets. It's like Buddha and Christ are one and the same. Yeah. Different era on the planet, different culture, different expression of that, what we call in the Western world, the Christ energy, which is the Buddha, right? One and the same. So that people are going, like, they might not get caught up in one, or another door is the New Age religion, right? And all of a sudden that marketing campaign speaks to them. Then they go through the door and they go into the building. But all those doors lead to the same building. You're all going into the same place. You all end up in the same place, right? So coming out of the matrix is the key to all of this. And the only way out of the matrix, there's only one way out, and that is to turn inward. And when you go inward, there's a doorway inside of you, that portal, that's your soul. That is the part of you that resides in the heart of the universe, one with the universal creator, and it reaches all the way through all the dimensions to this part of you here. It's the core of your being. When you get into that, right, that's when you access the unified field. And even Einstein found the unified field. He took the journey through numbers, and then he found it. And then he realized he had to let go of everything he knew in the world of science and numbers and geometry and the whole lot. And then the scientific community persecuted, castigated him, ridiculed him, and said that he went crazy in the last few years of his life. He didn't go crazy. He found the unified field. That's what happened.
Isn't that more or less what happened to Tesla as well?
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project. Because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.